Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is a special edition, and we are here live with Becky Ryan, and we are going to start today's Soul Sister Radio off with Women on the Edge. Becky, take it away.
Yes, it's Becky Ryan, and today I was going over some of the trends, and being it was Valentine's weekend, Maria, have you seen some of the crazy headlines? There was one lady down in Argentina on Valentine's Day that her twin sister was murdered by a man.
Oh, dear God.
And the mother of the deceased twin sisters. I mean, there's twin sisters here. Mm-hmm. And one of them's absolutely murdered by her boyfriend. He goes off to jail. All the evidence points to him. The sister, the twin sister alive, married him on Valentine's Day.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, and I'm going through this. The police ended up picking him up after the wedding. I don't even know how he got out to go and marry her. He's back in prison. A family of dysfunction is all I can say. But, you know, then we go into the beauty queen. And this one I thought was more up your alley. And let me go and share the link. Right now it is on The Examiner. And it's called The Ex-Beauty Queen is Now Sentenced. Do you know who Peggy Sue Thomas is?
No.
What was going on with her?
No, I'm opening up the article right now, though. Tell me about her.
Okay, well, she's 47 years old, and she is serving time. She apparently was dating a killer, the Douglas killer.
Hmm.
And right now it's trending all of Yahoo and different things, and I was going, what is going on with all these murders? What's even going on, you know, like when we were last talking about Facebook and the information that's out there, we really need to learn how to protect ourselves. But, I mean, you had done something last week that is haunting me.
Okay.
And when you ended up saying it would be really scary for police officers to go in there to Facebook, put their badge in, and get everything they want from Facebook on any particular person.
Hold on. Sorry about that. Say that again.
Last week, when you, well, we were going over about how Facebook, a police officer can just go in, put his badge number, and he can request all the emails. He can request what's being said on the status, who their friends are, even if they've blocked everything.
Mm-hmm.
With very little effort. And when you ended up going and saying that's really scary for the wives, and I was thinking for the wives, for the kids, for somebody, especially after we had this cop killer just caught.
Well,
and
I think we should kind of share first before we go any further, because we have a bunch of new listeners, and share with our audience what Women on the Edge is, who you are, and what trending is, because there may be some listeners that don't know what trending is, because today we are talking about what is trending. And so why don't you go ahead first, start by introducing again who you are, Becky Ryan, and what Woman on the Edge is, Women on the Edge is, and what trending is.
Women on the edge of technology, the edge together. We're on the edge of taking on a whole new frontier and helping and empowering each other. The trending in the technology area is what right now is trending on Twitter, Facebook, in the news, what's being shared, and all of those things are being tracked by Yahoo, MSN, Google, Facebook, Twitter.
Okay.
And there's a Yahoo's one of my favorite ones. There's also GoogleTrends.com, and Google.com/trends. And they go out there and they figure out what people are talking about. Whether you want everybody to know what you're talking about, Google knows what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we have the cop killer. We have the twin that married her twin's killer.
Yeah, but so
we
bizarre.
Have the beauty queen. And this is Valentine's. And I'm just going, whoa, what is going on here today?
Well, it's not just today. It's been going on for some time. I even had a few crisis calls today. And again, it's something that's in our society, and it's not going away. And it's obviously we're trending, and that's pretty sad to be saying that this topic is trending.
Trending. It's off the charts. When you go into Google Trends and you put in cop killer, it's beyond 500% what they could expect. Multiples of 500 times what they could have ever expected. And say that again.
What does that actually mean?
Well, how many times are cops said in a year? Let me go and see. The average day, police officers, cops, law enforcement, is mentioned somewhere around 16,000 times.
Okay.
So if Google's trend is approximately correct, 500 times is going on each and every day since the last 2 weeks. It's been trending every day. So even with the day before, they set a new bar. They said, okay, now we have 100,000 people asking about this. That means that close to 5 million people were talking about it the next day.
Wow.
So it's not just trending a little bit. It's a mega
okay.
trend.
So how do we can you do a search on law enforcement post-traumatic stress disorder and see what's trending there?
Okay, hold on a second.
So this is... Because really, when we start talking about what's been going on and really what is trending, is, you know, cop killer, okay, whatever that is, the bottom line is all coming down to a topic that I have been anxious to talk about for a very, very long time. And I used to think that I was all about law enforcement officer-involved domestic violence. And then my second husband ended up doing something that makes me and not only an expert on the domestic violence, but also the sexual abuse / assault part of officer involved as well. And so then it just became, you know, very apparent that it's really not anything but post-traumatic stress disorder that I'm really wanting to talk about, because it's all about making sure that our children are protected. And as we both know, in this case, of this cop killer that just went on a killing spree, he killed not a cop. I mean, he killed cops, but he also killed the child of an officer. And keeping them safe is the most important, because the innocence of them is more important.
Okay, you want to know, this is okay, one, post-traumatic stress within law officers since 2004 to... somewhere in 2008, halfway through, news articles started coming up. The summer of 2009, it started going crazy. Since we've entered 2011, there hasn't been a month that we haven't had headline news. Now, headline news is supposed to mean a quality source that has a backing, like a magazine, a newspaper, and I'm looking at some of these articles from San Francisco, Belfast. We have this one in Belfast, a divorce that of a woman ended up becoming traumatic because her police officer, her husband, stalked, killed, and went after the family.
Yes, that's you know, that
you just hit a topic.
Please do some trending on that, because that is something that, you know, I would like to know what happened in as far as officer domestic. Do a trend on domestic violence.
You want to hear? This is the highest trend I've yet to see. I put in cop killer.
Okay.
On average, and the only peak we had was in December 2009. We have some articles. I'm trying to find out, Chicago Tribune, apparently about officers in Afghanistan. So that wasn't so of much of a killer, but maybe they put both the terms in there.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, on an average day, there's somewhere around 16,000 somewhere around a month, 16,000 searches for the word cop killer. As of the entire month, January, and we're still not even finished into February, it even says that it's partial, we're still at the top of Google Trends. It's over 100%. I don't even know how to go and multiply this.
See, I want you to even narrow it down, because cop killer could be anything. I'm talking about
it could.
Cops that kill.
How about that? Let's go and put the cops.
Okay. And again, it's really, why are they doing it? We've got to stop, and we've got to really pay attention to why these officers are snapping, why this is trending in Google's number one. I mean, this is crazy, okay? Why is this an issue?
I was not married to an officer. I don't have that kind of experience. So stepping on the outside, I'm concerned because they're supposed to be protecting us. So to me, it's almost like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. That's my opinion, and you can correct me on it.
Well, let me correct you, because, again, I want to make sure that every officer's wife, I've asked officers' wives to come on and talk, and I want them to be free. And I don't have a problem with cops. Let's just really put that out on the line. And again, I guess I should introduce myself on your show today.
Yes, please.
This is Maria DiGiovanni. However, my legal last name is Brame. I will spell that. That's Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Michael, Echo. And I happen to have the same last name as David Brame, who is the chief of police of Tacoma, Washington, who snapped one day and killed his wife, Crystal Judson, and himself in front of his two children. And I primarily talk on, or I my heart is all about, why did this happen? Because I am now the ex-wife of two law enforcement officers, and I am the mother of a cop's kid. And I understand the dynamics of being an officer's wife. And I have no problem. Cops are the most amazing things in, I can't remember, and maybe you will correct me, Becky, what is the scripture of, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will become called sons of God. Okay. Being married to law enforcement is a crazy way of life. Truly, it's a different way of life. And women who are married to these men, God bless you, because every morning these women have to watch, and some men have to watch their spouse get dressed in armor just in case something goes drastically wrong that day, just like we watched happen this past week, and they didn't come home. And so it's an interesting place to be. You may not have the background and the knowledge in this particular department, but Becky we need to look at this from an outsider's point of view. We don't need the cops to police themselves, and we need a safe place for officers' wives to be able to go when there's no place else for them to go. And real quick, my bottom dropped out this year when the one woman that I had ever sent a victim to, God brought her home to heaven. And now, thank God, we have the tools of Susan Murphy Milano. But it was Susan's father, who was a sergeant in the Chicago Police Department, who ended up killing her mother and himself. And her whole life was dedicated to this. So, boy, I just went off. And
when did that happen? With Susan?
Susan
Milano.
Susan Murphy Milano. And Susan Murphy Milano, I had a crisis call this past year, and I usually, you know, text messaged her on her personal phone, and I said, hey, I have another issue, and I immediately got a text message back saying, I just posted a brand new blog. Please go read it. And it was under conqueringcancer.me. And she had stage 4 ovarian or cervical. I'm going to have to correct myself if I'm wrong. So it may have been cervical cancer. And May is when she found out. And by October 28th, God had brought her home.
Oh, wow.
But Becky, she is the reason. She is the reason why 4 is alive. She is the reason why my mouth is broken right now and my jaw is killing me. But she is the reason. She gave me the tools that I needed, and she was always there. However, she was also the reason why women who have overcome, that are no longer in the abuse, that no longer have the great health insurance, because I have the greatest health insurance being married to law enforcement. But I never took, you leave all of that. So Susan is out there doing her thing, not with any kind of health insurance, not with any kind of support, but by the grace of God. And sure enough, she ended up stage four. Cancer with no health insurance, and people can only help for so long, and God just said they're done. So now we're going to take it. It's number one trending. So yeah. We're going to figure out why, and we're not going to sit there and point the finger on who's the bad guy or who's the good guy. It doesn't matter. Our kids are hurting, okay? Kids are suffering, and look, people are getting killed because cops are snapping.
Maria, through our time of knowing each other, I've only heard the highest amount of respect from you about officers, all that they have to do. I'm freaked out over this. I can see why why it is trending. We put them on a pedestal, but this pedestal, you had mentioned one time, they're seeing the worst of the worst.
The worst.
They're going into situations nobody wants to go to.
Here's the thing. People want to be the first to criticize cops. Okay, oh, they're doing this wrong, they're doing that wrong. But you've got to stop and think, just like airplane crashes, you know, there's very, very few that happen. Just like this Christopher Dahmer, there's very, very few that happen to that extreme, okay? Don't get me wrong, cops don't snap like that. That's why I'm desperate for them to look at why he snapped, because cops just don't. However, within the confines of their own home, abuse happens in these cases because it's the safest place for these guys. It's the safest place for them to break down. Then after seeing, I remember seeing the most amazing photographs of wrecks, of children, and these were photographs. And these guys go out there and see this stuff every day. And domestic violence calls are the most dangerous calls because they already know they're walking into a hostile environment.
And one that they can't predict, they can't go and figure out.
Exactly. So now all this bad goes into these guys, and let's not mention the reasons why they became cops to begin with. Because as you know, the reason why my first husband became a cop was because his mother was murdered by his stepfather. And the reason why my second husband became a cop is because he was a he flew drugs up in Northern California, and on a dare he became a cop.
Really?
Yeah, I was married to two completely different mindsets. Okay. But
two
figuring out
to help the world.
These guys, most of them, they truly are called to do it. They're called to do it. This officer that we just laid to rest, and I was really glad that they showed the entire funeral service, because it's very rare that anyone gets to really witness what happens when an officer dies, especially if he came from the Marines. And the first officer's funeral that I had to go to was my first husband's best friend and roommate, and he left behind 2 5-year-old daughters. So that, again, unless you've lived it, you don't understand, and they see the worst of the worst, and nobody really wants to do that job, truly, but they're the first ones to get criticized when something goes wrong. However, being in Southern California, living in this environment that I have all of my life, I have to stop with all, and you've lived in L.A. too, and you lived in L.A. when Rodney King happened. There's issues that need to be addressed within law enforcement, and they do not need to police themselves anymore. That's the reason why, Becky, your perspective of looking at all of it and looking at it from the perspective of a non-biased person, just looking at trending as it is in what we are walking as far as technology, new world, it's interesting,
yes,
isn't it? Go ahead. Are you there?
I am. That was weird. I was like, did we just end?
No. So, anyway, trending.
Can I tell you another thing? I'm going to go one more trend. And it's going to be a funny one. Number two is manifesto. And do you remember me asking you what the heck is a manifesto?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you figured it out now?
Well, I had to wiki it.
You wikied it?
Thank God for wiki. Thank goodness for Google. I had to go and say manifesto because he says kind of like a diary. And it's trending. Right now they have down that it has hit, well, from what this is right now, and because of trends, they're grabbing a whole bunch of data from different sources. So it could be pushing as high as 30-some million in the past week. But what his manifesto was that he wrote it publicly, and he was going to adhere to it. And I was like, wow, that's kind of exactly what you had said, but that's even spookier. He publicly declared what he was going to do
in some sort of a
document.
Yes, and this is why I don't think this man was crazy. Do I believe what he did was really out there? Yes. However, I shared some things with you this week that I don't share too often.
Maria, you have to start sharing this stuff. I even think that there is so much more than these two terms.
I'm sure of it. It's been a very interesting place for me because I have a daughter that loves her daddy, and her daddy was outstanding cop. Most of these guys are exceptional officers. They're great. And my daughter knows that I don't have anything against her daddy. Okay. And so it's a very fine line that I walk when I start to talk about this. And that's the reason why my jaw, I think, has been slamming shut. But my ex knows that nothing I say, okay, things, the truth is the truth and it shall set me free. However, this is not the reason why I talk. The reason why I talk is because of the ramifications of what happened in that marriage because of the post-traumatic stress disorder. These are things that cannot be denied. They're things that cannot be denied. But it's an interesting place to be because now I'm going to start sharing about some really intimate things that happened to me. That's the reason why I know the police cannot police themselves. They cannot do so. And one of the things that I shared with you is that I didn't drink, didn't do drugs, stayed home for 3 years, breastfed for 15 months. I had my own business. I was the manicurist. He was the law enforcement officer, and he won custody of my child because of facts. So.
I know a little bit about how much, that's a show on itself.
It's a show on itself. Because most of the officers' wives are threatened by that, and they remain silent because they're going to be called crazy and their kids are going to be taken away. Well, my daughter's 24 years old now. I don't have a threat of that anymore, so now I can speak.
Well, Maria, you're laughing your joke. You didn't get your kids. I have four. I went through a divorce. I didn't even want them to go away for summers.
It was an interesting, I went through everything that I went through simply because I didn't know why I kept my legal last name, okay? And I thought I kept it because it was my daughter's name and I needed to keep it in. And, you know, that's just why I needed to keep it, okay? And then one day she would let me change the name and I wouldn't have to, you know, use that name anymore because it was very confusing, when you divorce and it's just very confusing. So that's the reason why I kept the name. And then, as you know, I taught women for 3 years from January of 2000 to March of 2003. And after that, I taught women on domestic violence, and I taught a self-esteem class, a 20-week class. I taught it twice a week for 3 years. And after that, really, Becky, I didn't want anything to do with it anymore. I was healed myself, amen, hallelujah, right? And I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. And I was just, and in fact, I didn't even watch TV, okay? I didn't even watch TV for a long time, and unbeknownst to me, in April of 2003, okay. This is when the death, okay, remember, March of 2003, I stopped everything that had to do with advocate work.
Okay.
That was March 2003. April 26th of 2003, the chief of police of Tacoma, Washington, David Brame, shot himself and his wife in the head in front of his kids.
Oh,
all right. Then on December 18th of 2005, which happens to be a date that's close to me and my that name, okay?
Yeah, Brame.
The president signed a bill called the Crystal Jetson Brame Police Protocol Program for Domestic Violence, where $187 million. Let me say that number again. $187 million has been allocated annually to educate law enforcement on how to deal with domestic violence when it comes to their own employees.
And is that enough? We have so many officers. I don't know. To me, it sounds like a huge number, but is it helping?
It's 600. Is it? Amen. Great question. Is it helping? No, because they won't. really use it. The officers,
what?
The officers really don't know, okay? Every time I go into a police department and I say, my name is Maria Brame, do you know about Brame? And they go, no, okay?
Mm.
They don't know about it because the minute officers have to put the grant money in to get the money in order to hire someone to educate on this, they have to admit that there's a problem.
Okay, this is really weird. One of the articles, and I know I'm switching it, goes to the News Tribune for today out of Tacoma, Washington, on the Crystal Brame stood over German chocolate cake, took her last breath, and blew out the candles as he killed her. That's today.
Somebody else?
It's in the news today. That it's trending. It was actually published February 8th about her Valentine's, which ended up ending. It wasn't that it's Valentine's, but somebody decided that that would be an article, and that trended.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm going to send you the article, and we can...
Okay.
Maria, all I'm saying here is that there are so many levels.
We've got a problem. We've got a problem, and this is why we got to stop pointing the finger at each other, okay? That we've got to stop pointing the finger and figure out how we're going to get these officers the help they need, okay? They are called to this ministry. They go out, most of them, I'm going to say 99.99% of them, go out with every good intention of being the best cop ever, okay? But before they become cops, they really need to look at these guys and their backgrounds. They really need to make sure that these guys that are coming out of the military, because most military guys go straight into the police department. Why? Same mentality. Before they even take them in, they need
Maria,
to check
this
out
is
these
huge
guys.
For me. This is huge. Christopher signed up. He's going to the Marines next month.
Yes.
In every way, shape, and form, he can't wait to help women, society, people. He's always been that way.
Yes.
The kindest person gives a shirt off his back, sees a car in distress, he pulls over to take care of them.
And they start out that way. Okay? Now he's going into the Marines. He's going to be trained a certain way. How do I know? My son was a Marine. When he went in one way. When he came out another way. That's just the way they train them. That's why they're Marines. Are they still good guys? Yes. Now they have good guys with big guns and stuff in their toolbox. They're still good guys, loyal, honest, faithful, core, God, family. Okay? They're all of it. Then they go and they learn how to play their video games in real life. Okay? Wow. Then you get them out of that environment. You don't even decompress them. Because my son came from the military, went straight into being a cop. Okay? But they don't even decompress them. They don't even decompress all that they have programmed in these guys. They just put them out on the field, and then they see the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. And then they're supposed to come home and say, hi, honey, how are you? How's your day? Because we as wives, we want them to come home and say, hi, honey, how are you? Just like every other wife. Okay? And they're looking
yes.
at, are you nuts? Okay? So most officers' wives figure out the first 30 minutes when their husband gets home, you shut up and you don't say a word. Okay? You back off. You let them have their space and you let them decompress.
There has to be more. You know what? You're making me think that we've watched some World War II movies and about the Rainbow Division who freed the Nazi Holocaust and how the guys that were sent out there, some of them were only in the military for 3 months before they saw the concentration camp.
Yeah.
And the horror and everything else, and how much it messed with them.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, they're going back out every single day.
Every day, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, grasp this. Okay, I'm 20 years old. I'm a new cop, you know, wife's cop, a brand new, and here it is. His best friend gets killed chasing a drunk driver, and voila, reality sets in. Okay, it again, nothing prepares these guys, no matter what, no matter how prepared they are, and then they're supposed to do the reports on their dead friend. Okay, they're supposed to suck it up. They're supposed to be the pallbearer, be the one taking care of the wife and the kids and their own wife, and they're supposed to hold it all together. And then another cop gets killed, so they got another report and another wife and another, I mean, and there were like three, boom, 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 right in a row that year. So how do we get these guys help? Because that is why everything is trending as high as it is. Because bottom line, these great guys like your son are not getting the tools that they need to balance out. Period.
They're going into this, and my mind is just spinning, Maria. My mind is spinning. CJ just cares. And you're telling me another side, and what he's going to be seeing. He's a really strong man of God, and he, remember when you said it's a ministry?
Mm-hmm.
Every time he went into church since September, he goes, Mom, I need to be helping people. I can't stand how, you know, people aren't, you know, in Afghanistan, or that we could be attacked, or that there's people that are needed somewhere. I want to help. And as he kept going, he goes, Mom, God has soldiers, mighty soldiers. Mom, the armor of God, it sounds like a soldier. He's preparing us. And I'm going to be helping out so many. I'm a servant to God. So everything that you said, you are called. They are. I mean, I'm sure that there's people that aren't. But there is a calling on it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there's kids, there's families, there's marriages to these really men that had a mission put onto their heart, into their mind, and into their spirit.
Exactly.
And then a loyalty to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who are co-workers, who are there.
This is why it's definitely a brotherhood. It's definitely why they take care of their own. But for every reason why it's so great, if you are in the middle of a domestic violence situation, all those things that make it great are the things that are your worst nightmare. I'll give you, for instance, Crystal Judson's married to the chief of police of Tacoma, Washington. And another officer, high ranking, comes over and knocks on her door. Does she trust that person or not?
No, but she'd hope to.
Yeah, hell no. And she had no trust that person. And that person proved to be untrustworthy, and one of the reasons why that woman is dead today.
That's devastating.
Okay? You know, is there a true fact that if you're married to a cop and your kid could be taken away? Yes, I can't lie and tell you that there isn't. Okay? But can I tell you you're going to survive it? Yes. Can I tell you that, you know what, we've got a problem and we need to stop focusing on ourselves and start focusing on the bigger picture because all of our kids are suffering? Yes. Can I find enough wives that are in the middle of it or away from it that are prepared no matter what, just like I am right now, to open our mouths and talk about it? Come on, step up. But I also understand the ramifications if you're still in the middle of it. I understand the ramifications if you've got a child. I get it. But we're doing it. Why? Because it's trending.
it's turning because, I mean, I'm even going through some of the stories that are being put out as of 8:30 this morning. And when it comes down to the media, either they're reporting the story or they're reporting stories that the people want. And there's actually two of them that are put out. And obviously because of the top trending terms being on cop killer, cops, post-traumatic stress disorder, they're feeding the media, and that's a whole different story, but they're feeding what they see people are asking for. And in here, it just talks about David Graham. He was they had the highest hopes for him and ambition. Everybody was gleaning over him. They said that their marriage was beautiful, but yet it was masked and tainted. And the department commander staff, I mean, you know all this. Everything you're saying is right here in black and white, and I will put the links up as you're telling me these things. This is a wife, a family, a few people that we have the highest hopes for. Highest hopes.
Yeah.
And exactly. We know the end of the story. And the story was not good.
No, it wasn't. This is the other thing that I don't understand, and it was one of the reasons why I kept my mouth shut for a long time, and I just allowed Susan to you do it. God bless you and everything that you're doing. And it was because of the backlash I was getting from Crystal's father. And God bless you, sir, if you're listening, Mr. Judson Brame, or Judson, as I totally screw that up, sorry, sir. Lane Judson is his name, and that was Crystal Judson Brame's dad, or is her dad. And this gentleman, I have never had the opportunity to speak to him face-to-face or even on the phone. I've asked to do so, but I've been told no. Simply because my last name is Brain. And what I don't understand about the whole thing is he goes out and he speaks on his daughter's behalf to women who are married to law enforcement on how to keep your mouth open, talk about it so it doesn't happen anymore. But he doesn't see that I am one of those women. He does not see that I'm one of those women. And this is what I don't understand, because I think if we work together, sir, we would have a better opportunity of making this a bigger thing. So his focus is on the victim, which I get it. I am not your daughter. I'm not his daughter. He was upset because he thought I was trying to market on his daughter's case. No, I'm not his daughter. My end of my story hasn't happened. I didn't die. So I'm no longer a victim, thank God, because that's what you want us women to do. But he, for some reason, God bless him, he has a problem, and I really am calling out in the name of Jesus right now that he listens.
I'm praying with you.
And hears that we need to come together. And his daughter died trying to get rid of the name that I have, and the reason why I have it is because there's $187 million and it has my name on it. What am I going to do about it? That's what I hear God tell me. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to focus on this trending, and we're going to open my mouth, and we're going to raise the volume. And if Lane Judson hears this, no, it is about his daughter. It is about making sure that Crystal's voice is never silent, but she did die going out with Brame, and Brame was the issue. Brame killed her. So what is Brame? Brame is a problem, and that is truly why I focus on Brame.biz, that it isn't about my story. It's not about even Crystal's story. It's about all the kids out there whose mothers or fathers aren't saying anything because they truly love their spouse, understand what their spouse goes through, and is truly heartbroken because there's no place for their spouse to go.
Now, let's put this in again. It's brame.biz, brame.biz.
Yes.
Law enforcement officers involved in domestic violence. Wow. There's videos. There's information. We've got to get this posted back up. Wow, the information that's here.
That opens it up. Then
you know, I wanted, and Kathy, I know that you're on. I don't know if you want to call and listen. She's in the chat room right now because my jaw is getting ready to go down, and we have 15 more minutes. I want one of Susan's advocates, and Susan and I were, she was really more of a personal confidant to me, and I have all of her books sitting by my bed, and each one of them is a tool, but I didn't work with her on a day-to-day basis, and I really want one of her advocates to come on and talk about her. And because truly, her name, if you Google her, is Susan Murphy Milano. And like I said, it was her father who was a Chicago police sergeant. And at the age of 24, she had convinced her mother to move out of her father's house and get a divorce. And 6 months after she convinced her mother to do so, her father shot her mother and shot himself. And all of Susan's life, happened in 1989, the year Lauren was born, my daughter, and all since 89 till October 28th, when Susan finally went to heaven, her whole focus was on saving women because she couldn't save her mother. And like I said, she is a huge void. And take it away. I can talk.
I'm looking at some of the stuff that's on here. She, and I don't even care about trends anymore, but she was trending October 12th with quite a few of her things. They have her videos. She was a nationally known woman advocate. We're going to definitely put in the information that's on here. We're going to talk about how she had passed away from cancer, and how the lack of health insurance from this mighty woman, and there are people out there that are hurting from the insurance. But we have a whole bunch more people hurting. They are children of cops. They're children currently with dads and moms that are going through this turmoil. Maria, there's wives that are actually going to bed with somebody that they connected with. And they knew, and they said, yes, this is the path for me. I love your vision. I love how you're making the world safe. And we're only up a little can.
But the wives aren't even trained. They have one class, I think, when you go to the academy. But I didn't marry my husband. Either one of my husbands, there were already cops. So there was no training when I became a cop's wife on how to deal with what they go through. They didn't put me in a ride along. I had to ask to go on a ride along when I was going through a divorce. Why? So I could understand, okay? That they should automatically have tools for these women and these men that are married to women that are officers. Okay? Spouses, intimate partners is what Susan ended up calling her ministry. She focused on intimate partner abuse. Because talking about domestic violence with law enforcement isn't popular. Trust me, I'm not popular with cops out there most of the time.
And yet you love them so much that this is on your heart. Maria, when we started this, this is going to have to be some, I want to know why we can't have marriage classes for everyone. I don't know why we don't, you know, like with 50%, 60% divorce rate. But what you just opened up said it should be 100% divorce rate. We need the classes. These are families. They're breaking some taboos in our mind or our mindset. Here you are loyal. Here you are defending, here you love right, and you're doing everything that you go out there and you see, and I'm not connecting, I don't see the parallel. But what you've just said and what I'm Googling is blowing my mind away, and I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Maria, can we get some more classes? I would like one strictly on with the intimate partner abuses,
today? How can I be a better wife? How can I help somebody else? I do know people that are married, and I do know people that married to cops, married, I know children of cops. And there needs to be classes. I don't know what those classes could be. How would they even help?
Here's the thing, and I'm posting you something on your Facebook from Kathy. And Kathy, again,
okay.
Closely with Susan. This is what I've come to learn, okay? Once you open up your mouth and you start talking to these cops and you make them aware that there's an issue and it's coming from somebody that isn't pointing the finger at them, okay? That's the hardest
mm-hmm.
thing, because immediately they go on the defense and they shoot me, boom, emotionally, I'm dead. And it's like, okay. So once we plant that mustard seed into their head, okay, that listen, this isn't about who's right or wrong. This is about the truth and facts. And the truth is this, that bad has to go somewhere. And it comes out when you are in the safest environment. That's the truth. That's the fact.
Wow.
There is no disputing that, okay? So now, you are a person that is receiving nothing but crap. It goes in, it goes in, it goes in. That's why most women who are leaving domestic violence and they go into a safe relationship, they end up becoming the abusers. Why? That bad has to come out somewhere. So,
wow.
We put
but
that.
Still, how can I have a question though? How? My mind cannot think of how to help these people. How do you get rid of something? Even my worst, I still blurted it out when things have been on my head. I haven't gone into a car as a police officer, done the ride along. But I've had bad days, came home, and projected it to others.
Oh, yeah.
When I shouldn't have. Is there really a way to help these people? How do we help these people?
Well, here's a tool that we can give to the audience, okay? And it's
tools
a tool that I have. Go ahead.
I love tools.
Okay, so the tool that I have to give to the audience is this. All right, and it's pretty simple. No one has the right to share their bad mood with anyone.
So true.
Okay, so I'll say it again. No one has the right to share their bad mood with anyone. Okay, once you put that as a rule in your toolbox, okay? Trust me, it changes life because, wait a minute, you're breaking my rule. You come in, you're having a bad day. That's nice, okay? But don't share your bad mood. If you want to share what happened, then sit down and let's talk about it. But don't share bad mood, because if you've ever been in an environment when someone comes home and shares their bad mood and it almost kills you, trust me, you put it down as one of the number one rules right under, I don't do disrespect. That's my number one rule. I don't do disrespect. However, when you're in the middle of an environment like that, you have no idea what respect is or is not anymore.
I love that. Maria, I know that we only have minutes. I actually took a whole bunch of notes. Oh, so much. Can we put them out there somewhere? I'm going to re-edit because, one, you had asked me about Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. I have that. I have Susan Murphy. I have the articles. And Maria, you're going to have to make a promise that we're going to have to open up more. This is going to have to be a series, and we need to get other people.
Well, that's what this was about, and that's why it's called Safety in a Leo Home. And it's
Safety in a Leo Home.
safety in a Leo home. What is a Leo? It's law enforcement officer. And again, I have nothing but the utmost respect for officers and their wives. And truly, my perspective is unique. It's worth. This is what we're gonna do. Do you want to do it with me? This is what we're doing.
Done. When are we gonna start? We started now, but when do we want to do the next one?
It would be right when you do your show, so it would be right after trending. So
Let's do it
on Thursdays. We could start trending.
Women on the edge of a cliff. Can you imagine how many of these women take being on the cliff a little bit scarier?
Oh yeah. So
this would be beautiful.
Do it at 4 o'clock on Thursdays, right before the Advocate with Susan. So we'll just blend it all in, since her main focus is on domestic violence and sexual assault. So it's all good. So we're going to go ahead and close off. Would you like to say anything else about trending? And then we're going to play a song, and then I'm going to close it out.
Right now, I don't want to say so much on the trending, though. I'm going to get us some more tools. I'll go and find out what else we can get for information. I'll get some of these videos up there to help people. But right now, Maria, you're inspirational. You've been a woman that has cared about kids so much. Your own kids, my kids, every single one of these, you've taken them up. You're the most nurturing feminine woman with this unbelievable fire. And I thank you for showing some of it today. And I am looking forward to this. That's my end on trend.
Well, the one thing I want to say is, really, it's not about the story. This is why sharing my story is not something that I normally do. And how long have we known each other? And you're just learning some things about me that you've never known. It's really not about the story, because my story is just as painful as the next person's story. Pain is pain. It hurts. It doesn't matter, okay? It hurts. It really is about what you do because of the pain you've been through. And that is what Soul Sister Radio is all about. It's why you birthed your show. It's why Grace talks about her show and the food pharmacist. And it's why Corrine is doing healing through prayer, and why we do reboot on Soul Sister Sunday. So really, we're learning to do things differently.
Absolutely.
So would you like to say anything before we go?
No, I cannot wait. I'm starting to write this for the next one. We're going to get this going. We opened up a can. It's on our heart. There's a shift. God is here, and there's a whole bunch of people hurting and wondering about it.
There is. There's. I'm going to end with a couple of songs, and the first one I'm going to play is one that everybody knows, and as an officer's wife, watching the funeral the other day, and I really want to put this out to all women and all people out there that has ever picked up the phone, if you've ever needed help and you've dialed 911 or ever think you might in the future. These officers put themselves out there on the line, and every day they have families that love and care about them. And when you hear this song at a funeral, whether it's an officer or a military officer, it really makes you stop, and it brings everybody together. And then the song after is just a song that was really popular when I first married my husband, because Hill Street Blues was popular. And I remember going to Sergeant John Steele's funeral, and all the officers were filing in, and as they filed in, the theme song to Hill Street Blues went on, and they just stood up a little bit taller. And really, it just stopped you in your tracks. And so I really want to send out a big, we're so sorry for the families that have lost your family members, the daughter of the officer and her fiance, and the three police officers that lost their lives and their families and the wives and the kids. And there are no words. There's just this. No matter what, God is there. He hears your cry. And there are some of us that are not going to stop opening our mouths to bring awareness to post-traumatic stress disorder and the law enforcement family, because nobody deserves to get snapped upon by an officer. And officers, trust me, I know what it's like on both ends. So please be safe out there and know that you are covered in prayer, that we at Soul Sister Radio cover you in prayer. In fact, Becky, would you like to end this in a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for bringing Maria to my life and to our lives. I'm praying for each and every one of the audience members. Bless you. Bless you for being able to be instruments and servants of the Lord. Because you're hearing this, you're going to take this nuggets in. I ask that God gives you eyes to see, ears to hear. And Maria, thank you so very much for each and every one of those people that are hurting right now from any sort of abuse, any sort of loss. You're in my prayers, and the Lord is there to take you in. He'll take it all. Maria, I'm still at a loss, and I'm looking forward to our next show. We're going to have many nuggets to start helping these people. We're going to have the tools and the resources for these women, children, men, and service people. I'm doing this not only because of what has just happened, because I have a son that's about to go into this.
Amen. Amen. And we need to keep him as balanced and as healthy as possible. And there are a lot of balanced, healthy officers out there. And we really need you guys to step up right now. And if you see one of your fellow officers, if you hear that they need help in any way, shape, or form, please, I get the brotherhood. But get deeper, rise higher, and really look at your friend and get him help. And I ask you that. And so we will see you next week on Thursday at 4 o'clock with Women on the Edge and Safety in a Leo Home, followed by The Advocate. And thank you for joining us today here on this special on Soul Sister Saturday. We'll see you next week.
Mama, take this bad job from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Soul Sister Radio.